Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Nobody cares about
Lesbian,
nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, okay? You bring it up because you really care. And I think that's nice that you care. The rest of us don't care. I'm just telling you a very hard...
You're saying you personally don't care?
I'm telling you a very hard, ugly truth, okay? Of all the things that I care about, yes, it is below my line. Okay? Of all the things that I care about, it is below my line.
Well, that is something that it took Twitter by storm this weekend. That is a part owner. I think he owns a tenth of the NBA team, the Warriors, making a statement that is, if that's how he honestly feels, is a pretty bold thing to say in front of a camera where people are going to replay it again. And it's part of Wiggins America.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Hi, Ryan. It's blunt, but it's also what we all kind of knew. I mean, this is the way the NBA has treated this thing. Thought it was a huge story because, like you said, he is part owner of the Golden State Warriors. That is the California Warriors, by the way. So it doesn't surprise me it's coming out of there, although it could have come out anywhere. His name is, am I pronouncing this right? Chamath Palihapitiya. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for that confirmation. He said it over and over on that podcast. Nobody cares about the Uyghurs. And they would say, wait. Just like you heard in the clip. No. Hang on a second. You're saying that you don't personally care? Yes, I'm saying I don't personally care. It's below my line, is the line. And they kept pushing him and saying, no, that's not okay. We do care about this. And he kept saying, no, it is okay. We don't care about this. But here's what's really troubling about this, is when they push back on him, he would say things like, well, we need to take care of our own backyard first, and point out that he does care about criminal justice. We need to take care of the criminal justice system in this country first, comparing it to genocide. That's where this guy's mind is, but that's where a lot of these people's minds are, is they compare what's happening to police in this country, not to police, but by police, to genocide in China. Those two things are not comparable.
So he released a statement after the fury of many people on social media, and then the news covered it, obviously, as well. And he said, in re-listening to this week's podcast, I recognize that I come across as lacking empathy. I acknowledge that entirely. As a refugee, my family fled a country with its own set of human rights issues, so this is something that is very much a part of my lived experience. To be clear, my belief is that human rights matter, whether in China, the United States, or elsewhere, full stop. I'm interested to see how this story plays out. I tweeted this out and I was challenged on Twitter and respectfully challenged on Twitter to say, if you only listen to this 22 seconds of what I just played there, that you're not getting the full context of the story. And that his point was what you just said, that his focus is helping the needs of those in the United States. And I do think that that is important context to what he said. However, my frustration and kind of like jaw drop, like, what did you just say out loud? Like, this is stuff that you don't even whisper if this is your true belief. To be so bold and so callously passive about, no, I don't even care about the Uyghurs. Like, why are you saying this? Because to me, this is what the NBA has been saying with their actions every minute of every day. This is not brand new information that people associated with the NBA feel like this. Obviously, they feel like this. They're doing nothing as an organization to say otherwise. And even if they were publicly saying otherwise, I'm more concerned about what you do than what you say. The thing that is so aghast to me is that he says this, and the initial response is that you are supposed to believe that it's not that he doesn't care about the Uyghurs. What he really cares about is the people here, and his focus is here. Well, it is a, Google it, false choice. It is a false choice to say that because his focus is on caring about people here, that he should have no care or compassion for the Uyghurs in China who are suffering probably some of the worst human rights violations on the face of the planet right now. So that in and of itself is a huge problem for me, that you have to say, in that clip, you only hear that he doesn't care about the Uyghurs. What you don't hear is about who he cares about. Well, you can care about both at the same time, you know, walk and chew gum. The second thing is the amount of money that this man is making, an amount of economy that this man is participating in as a part owner of an NBA team, means he's turning a blind eye. It is an active avoidance of something that is actually happening because his business interests are to avoid it. There's my problem. That's where I go, what did you just say? Yeah. Like, you can't expect us to go, oh, he's an immigrant. He understands these human rights concerns more than we do. He's lived it, which is what his statement here just said. I'm okay with reading this statement because he comes out and he clarifies himself and he said, I did not say that correctly. So maybe that's the truth, but it's out there right now. And unfortunately, what you said the first time matches exactly what the NBA is doing every day. And we all see it and we all know it. And you're okay with it. You've been okay with it. So what do we, you know, what am I supposed to just say? Okay, fine.
Yeah, it's one thing for you or me or Brad to sit here in St. Louis and say, you know what, I'm a working class person. I can't really focus on the problems that are happening in Western China.
We know it about the southern border.
Right. There are problems here that we have to fix before we can fix these problems. A before B.
Yep.
That's very true. But when you are this rich, you are an owner of an NBA team. In the context of having problems dealing with China in the past, the NBA and China are two issues that collide a lot. In the context of 2019, you remember Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey?
Yep.
He took to Twitter to support protests going on in Hong Kong. It cost the NBA $400 million.
Shame, shame, shame. He shouldn't have spoken up. He should do what everybody else does and keep his mouth shut so that the train keeps chugging on tracks. So what are we supposed to do here? I'm going to check my notes here.
Yeah.
Go speak ahead. Truth to power. That's what the other side says all the time.
Well, unless there's money involved. Now, you shouldn't do it if you're going to cost you anything.
Here's the problem. Who's the power? The NBA is the power. Somebody needs to speak truth to them.
And to your point, the Houston Rockets
guy did that, and he got put in his place.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
yes,
but
he
you,
did.
You just said the other guy's name.
Enes Kanter.
Go ahead.
He is
him.
Not.
No, it's not Enes Kanter.
Enes Kanter. Freedom.
Yeah.
I just wrote an article about that because I didn't realize in November he changed his last name to Freedom so that Freedom would be all across the back of his jersey. And there's nothing the NBA could do
about
it.
Yeah, talk about BA.
Yeah.
I love it.
That dude is standing up. And it might cost him something. It might cost him. I mean, it's cost him a lot of friendships. A lot of people in the NBA don't like him. And they want him to shut up. And he is talking against the biggest powers in the NBA, like LeBron James. Mm-hmm. Somebody with that kind of star power. No, he's not an owner. But he could turn the tide by doing what Enes Kanter is doing just through influence alone. They're not doing it. Nobody's doing it. They're all being told to shut up. He's not shutting up. So comments like this come out from a part owner, they mean something.
Yes.
Different from when you or I say something to the same effect.
Yep, you're darn right. To the southern border, we talk all the time about, you know, the Democrat line is that it is a human rights issue on the southern border. I mean, think about that for a second. We have open borders and people are flooding here in migrant caravans to take part in what we have. And the Democrats say we should allow them to come because they need us. And that's the American spirit. And we say, what about the people that I drove past today living on the streets in St. Louis? There are children who are living on this. We do that then. But an NBA owner can't do that. Can't care about two people at the same time. Not when there's a check being cashed. And there's a check being cashed.
A big one.
Yeah. All right, stick around. DeRoy Murdoch and Orfi DeVungi. When we come back, don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.